We are calling the Winona Terrace Community and Convention Center Board meeting to order for Thursday, February 20th, 2025. Do I have to say the things about if you want to speak here? Okay. Can we please have a roll call, Sarah?
Sure. David Aguayo, Angela Bozo, here. Kathleen Detman,
here.
Elizabeth Doyle,
here.
Judy Karofsky,
I'm here.
Glenn Craig,
here.
Aureliano Montez, Stephen Peters,
here.
Mark Richardson,
here.
Jim Ring,
here.
Eric Rotier, Kevin Schubler,
here.
Mike Revere,
here.
Beautiful. We have a good quorum.
Good quorum.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Public comment. Is there anybody in the public who wants to hear out? Okay. Glad you're all here, though. Disclosures and recusals. Are there? Yes, there are disclosures. I know there are.
I'm also on the event voting committee.
Okay. Angela.
City of Madison Room Tax Commission.
And I continue to serve on the City Room Tax Commission and on the Terrace Booking Event Assistance Advisory Committee.
Thank you all. That's it. We're up to presentations, and it must be Destination Madison. Hi. Do we have to do minutes?
Did we skip them?
I guess, yeah, way in the beginning. Let's just
way to be, Kim. You're on it.
Let's just roll back. If anybody, do we have a motion to approve the minutes from the January 16th, 2025 meeting? Okay. Is there a second? Anybody have any comments or changes that they want to make to those minutes? If not, all those in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved. Thank you, Jim. Now we'll move on to the presentations.
Thank you,
Jim. You're welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's good to see you as we kick off the new year here. We're going to give you a little bit of an update of what we accomplished in 24, where we're headed this year in 25, and then Jamie will give a sales update as well. So these were our goals last year. And as you can see, like, we wanted to increase brand awareness and visitor conversion. And what that means is when people see our ads or when they hear from somebody on sales and so forth, we want to engage with them at that point, and then we want them to come here, right? We want them to book a meeting. We want them to come in for leisure travel. And our goal on our website visits, we wanted to hit 4.2 million website visits, and we exceeded that. So we were really thrilled. And I shared with our board yesterday that, you know, when you look at social impressions and when you look at our media visits, 4 years ago, we didn't even have a social digital manager. We were in the space, but we weren't heavily in the space. We had about 800,000 people to our website in 2021, and we've increased that to 4 million. So we're really excited about these increases that you see up here because we just needed to get out there more. People, when I travel, people are like, I love Madison. And I go, why do you love Madison? They're like, I don't know why I would come there. So we've done a heavy awareness campaign of on the group side of the hotels, Monona Terrace, the Lion Energy Center, all these great things we have on the leisure side, all the things you can do here. Because people are like, well, I don't care about Capitals and I don't care about the Badgers. And I'm like, well, there's a lot of other reasons to come here. Direct room night growth, that's Jamie's team. They oversee all of these growth, are these areas. Our goal was to have book in 105,000 room nights and increase the average contract size here at Monona Terrace by 5%. We exceeded both of those goals as well. And then, of course, third, followed closely by reaching out to the reaching out outside of our community to bring people here. We really want to make sure we're taking care of our local partners. As I mentioned all the time, we don't have anything to sell. So our partners are what we're promoting day in and day out. We need to make sure that they're open and they're healthy and they're successful so we can continue selling those things. And then in November, we hired a director of placemaking and economic development position. That is a position that is shared with DMI. So we went in together to hire this position. And we completed our resident sentiment survey. And then we got Emily DeVore hired and trained and up to speed. So, as I mentioned, our website views were viewed 4.4 million times with events, things to do in summer, the homepage and restaurants being our top performing pages. And our direct room nights, our goal was 105,000. We booked in 116,000 room nights, and our Monona Terrace contracted revenue was almost $1 million, which we were really thrilled with. That's the highest in the history of the organization. So we were excited to hit that goal. Our social channels garnered 40 million. So our goal was 42 million. We garnered 40 million. I'm okay with that because we came from not very many followers to having 40 million impressions. And so I was really proud of the team because we provided new social content every single day of 2024. So every day it was fresh. So if somebody visited us today and they came back, they're seeing fresh content tomorrow and they're seeing fresh content the next day. I just came back from a conference and the chief commercial officer of Expedia Group spoke and he said that what they're noticing on their pages is that on average, people will go to 141 web pages before they decide what destination they're going to. So for us to have fresh content every day is really, really important because if they're coming to us a couple times and then they're like, oh, let me go check out this destination, and they come back, they're still seeing more information. We're really grabbing them when we do that. And then as we head into 25, this is what we're doing. And this is very different for us because we have really started working collaboratively, can't say that word, obviously, across departments. And so as we've continued to grow the relationship between sports sales and, sales, marketing, and partnership, we created some combined goals this year. We've never done that before. And actually, a lot of my counterparts have never done that. So when you look at, we're putting a huge emphasis into Chicago and Minneapolis this year. These are two really great growth markets for us. We love when they visit because they stay and they spend. And they spend a lot. We will always promote out to our 400-mile drive radius and to our direct flight markets. But this is going to be a big focus area for us. We want to increase that visitation and engagement by 5%. Shared goal with Jamie's team is a focus on the STEM and environmental markets. These are really good markets for us. So we want to increase the number of prospects that we're getting out of those markets to book into our destination. And then partner engagement, that's something that Kate's team is working with Maureen's team on, increasing our partner engagement by 15%. So not only getting them on board as partners, but engaging them, getting them out to events, going to visit them in their offices or their restaurants and so forth. We've got a big goal again for leads and for room nights. And then we've got the STEM on there again. And then, you know, of the hospitality partners that we have, we want to keep them. So we have a retention goal of about 85%. And then we've got quite a few pieces of research that Emily's going to be doing in placemaking that we want to complete this year. We are in the last year of our three-year strategic plan. So we just signed the contract to start doing our new three-year strategic plan. So a lot of this research that Emily's working on will be fed into our new strategic plan when we launch that next year. Maureen asked me to tell you guys our DMAs, the Destination Madison Awards, will return this year. Nominations are now open. So if you have anybody in your office or in your venue or your facility that you want to nominate, no, they're not open. They're open March 10th. Make sure that you get them nominated, and then our selection committee meets, and then the end of June, we'll have our DMA and our summer summit that we have each year. And then if you haven't seen this yet, as these executive orders started coming out of the government, and we started hearing a lot from our partners, and there was a lot of fear, and there's a lot of unknowns, and there's a lot of uncertainties, and what do I do if? And so we got together with our team and with our executive committee, and we said, What can we do in this space? I am no expert in this space at all. I do tourism and marketing, right? That's my expertise. But what we thought is, you know what? There's a lot of people in our community that are experts in this space. So we created this web resource page. And if you go to the resource page, it just has a whole list of resources. So if you're concerned about ICE showing up at your front door, we've got a link to somebody who knows what they're doing in that space. And we continue to add to it. So as new executive orders come out, we are adding to this resource page, but we've gotten this out to our partners and we're really excited to be able to answer. They're calling us going, now what about this? Who can I talk to about this? And we're just trying to be that connector for them. You're welcome.
Mark, in case you get thirsty from that cake. Want some cake? Just keep talking. Okay, so last year, we spent a lot of time rebuilding our booth layout and kind of integrating it with our look and feel
It's been a long time since we upgraded to that level. We've gotten really great feedback on it, focusing on our Lake City Lake kind of atmosphere. And then this year in January, we actually unveiled these pull tabs. That's actually a video up in the right, but we disabled the video. to increase engagement at our booth and to draw people in. We had a lot of success, a lot of people playing it. You can win prize, which allowed us then to talk about all of our facilities and hotels and different things when they talk about us while doing something fun and easily learned. The people from Minnesota and Wisconsin knew what pull tabs were. If you're outside that area, they had no clue. So it's a tavern or something. But this also, we did that at Convening Leaders for PCMA this year. And the PCMA sponsorship was kind of one of our anchor B2B platforms that we started last year. It's a year-long campaign that we do with trade show activations. We're in Convene magazine that we've shared in the past. We've given out Starbucks coffee cards to people that have registered just to increase our awareness and provide coverage for our whole sales team as they're going out and about and kind of working on converting business. And it was actually really great. Have the booth this year at Convening Leaders. They'd see our video. They'd come talk to us. We had one independent planner who's from Madison that came and said, your work is doing a lot of great things for us. We don't even work with her, but she's like, it is helping my business because they're now seeing us in that space. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of really great feedback for us to say, hey, even the stuff that we don't know we're helping, we are helping in the B2B space. So that leads into this, which is the state of the meetings and convention industry for future partners. This is the second year we've bought into this survey. They take a lot of cities, get a lot of feedback on, you know, kind of opinions about how your destination is standing out. So 17.8% of respondents said that they had planned a meeting or event in Madison. So that's up 15% from 2023. The 17.5%, about the same percent of respondents, they are likely or very likely to source a meeting or event in Madison, up 12% over 2023. Our overall reputation as a meetings destination has increased 12%. Our destination popularity with attendees has increased, you know, 23%, which a lot of this goes back to that awareness building that we are collaborating really strongly with our marketing team. Our sales team is doing a really good job getting out and meeting people. And then our services team is helping kind of make things a success as we move forward. In the last year, which of these destinations have you seen a meetings-related ad for? To up 10%. So that's really good. And a lot of this, we're competing against, you know, Orlando and Vegas and, you know, really big destinations in there. So we were at the kind of the bottom of the list last year, and we're slowly working our way up. So then it kind of segmented what kind of groups have seen the advertisements. Everybody has seen it. We wish that the number was this future partner survey is a little probably heavy on the corporate for our liking. But if corporate's seeing it, then we think more association people are definitely seeing it as well. So it's a safe destination for meetings. We have a really clean city. That's pretty consistent. Like, that's always been one of our hallmarks. We continue to tell that story about safety here. And people experience when they get here, we often get comments that we're a clean city, which you can take a lot of different ways, whether it's graffiti or whether it's, you know, trash on the street. So kudos to the city and county for, you know, investing in all that. And again, all across the board and all those functionalities, they agree that we're a safe city.
You can remind us what Smurf is?
Smurf is like military groups, hobby groups, fraternity. Yeah.
Okay.
Good question.
Wouldn't have guessed. Thank you.
Not little blue people.
That's my thought.
Okay. And then continuing on, we recently closed WEDA and Democratic Governors Association, which is 41,000 in contract revenue. There's about five that are with contracts out that we've been working on closing for a while. We did have a little bump with genealogical because Epic moved their dates. And so we've took us about a week to kind of negotiate around like with all the hotels and get the day patterns all fixed out. But I think we're on the right path there. So that should be without a hiccup moving forward. They had a couple site visits. It's January and February, so we don't expect a ton of site visits, but if you can like it in January, you can like it any time of year here. Anesis Therapy, Wisconsin Parks and Recreation Association, that was just yesterday. It was on a trade show or on a site visit. And then we've got several trade shows that have been passed and coming up. On the sports side, Monday I'm headed to Colorado Springs for a sales trip. And then we've got sports ETA. And then also just we have the MASC Youth Grant that I always like to share with, because you can always share with different clubs or whatever that you're aware of. We just completed our round. It's largely funded through the Ironman Foundation and our pickleball tournament. We also have Burpees for Bucks that's about to launch. And I think we're planning on awarding about $22,000 to different groups, including Goodman Swim and Dive and Millennial Soccer Club, people just doing really good things. So because every kid deserves a chance to play, which also connects us on the sports side with those clubs when we need volunteers to help us on the sales side as well. We spent a lot of time continuing to make sure that some of our citywides aren't taken for granted. WIA, World Dairy Expo, Ironman, Iron Kids, and even Epic. Just our services team is constantly providing welcome and feedback to ensure that those are going well. Peek into hotel occupancy. The 2025 is the blue line here. This one is citywide. We are going to call all of these flat. If we're being generous, hotel ADR, same. It's pretty flat from last year. And the downtown hotel occupancy is also the same flat for both months. So we've expected 2025 to be a bit of a down year for the last 3 years, and it kind of, we don't have a lot to change on that opinion or assumption at this point. So if some of you looked at the assumption or the appendix, there is a change in formatting from our PACE reports. So if you ever have questions about that, feel free to give me a call. And that is us, so thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions for Ellie or Jane? Comments? Liz? Elizabeth?
More in common, but it was definitely noted, you know, your quick response to, like, have resources for the hospitality industry, because I think a lot of the executive orders obviously have, like, potentially disastrous impacts for our hospitality and agricultural industry, so just really appreciate the quick response, and I think especially in those spaces, folks are noting, like, who is supporting more spaces that are safe and welcoming, especially for tourism and things like that. So just really appreciate the work that you're doing and being a leader there. But thank you so much. I've heard mixed reviews for WIAA, so we'll see how that plays out.
It's a comment. Alder Revere, do you have a question or a comment?
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
A follow-up to Liz's compliments I share. Her voice on that one. Could you share a little more about what you have planned, as I understand it, that you have begun conversations with the Downtown Business Improvement District? At least Josh Berkson, our newly minted chair of our big board, has said how excited he is about partnering with Destination Madison to do webinars.
Yeah. So there was a meeting last week that I wasn't in because I was out of town, between DMI, the bid, and Destination Madison. And we've all on our own have been working really closely with Karen at Central Hispano. If you guys don't know her, she's incredible. And she's like, do you guys want me to come out and do a webinar or something? And we said yes, and they said yes, and they said yes. And we're like, this is ridiculous. Like, we should just do it together. So we actually have a meeting next week. We've been on email and we're like, maybe we should just sit in the same room together, but we're hoping to bring together three or four experts in that space to just kind of do a panel for us on webinar that we can invite all of our different partners too and databases too, just to take another deep dive or another step into learning more about immigration and if ICE shows up and these different things like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'll probably be mid-March.
Mid-March.
Yeah.
Not the schedule, still to be scheduled exactly.
I forget the exact date. I think we've all agreed on maybe March 19th.
Okay.
I think, but don't hold me to that. But no. It's somewhere right in there.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Ellen. Thanks for
welcome.
Adding the additional details. And then the main question I had for you is that, you know, at the very beginning of the presentation, you had proudly said that last year was a record for Minota Terrace contracted revenue, which sounded so impressive because, you know, everything, it seems like it's, you know, pre-COVID, post-COVID. Do you know ballpark what our high mark was prior to,
it was like
to 24? I guess it would have been 20 and 19, I'm guessing.
2019.
No,
it
was more. Oh, it was? With, oh, Bill and Novak.
820.
820. I was trying to say
820,
840,
and
somewhere
what year, there.
What
year do you think that was, Bill?
Was it the second year that we were open?
Oh. It was early.
Oh, it was like the novelty effects.
Like 98.
Oh, like 98 or something. Even with inflation.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I remember the between 90, oh. Within that first 10 years.
Okay.
Don't you have to inflate those numbers or something?
Did you hear what Judy asked, Bill?
We did not.
What about inflation?
Yeah.
We just did across the board. That number was like this.
Wow.
Thank you. It's interesting. I would have thought 2019 would have been our high watermark still.
Me too. So
kudos for the good work last year.
It's, yeah, it's truly, we mentioned this yesterday because some of the team came over. It's truly a partnership. And, you know, having a great partnership where it's easy to work together, you can work through challenges because clients are very demanding and they always want something different. They always want to change the contract. But to be able to sit down and be like, let's just put pen to paper and see how we can get there for the client makes all the difference in the world. We would have never been able to reach those numbers if we didn't have such great partners over here in Terrace.
Oh, what a nice thing to hear. We know that. Thank you. That's the cake is his. No, it's not.
No.
Patty's cake. Oh. Thank you, Destination Madison. Now we have a recommendation from our finance committee who met the hour before this board meeting. Hi there, Glenn.
Thank you, Judy.
You're welcome.
We just got out of the finance committee meeting. We had David Aguayo, Judy Garofsky, Jim Ring, and Mike Verdeer. And we went through our price list for calendar year 2026 for room rates and equipment rates. And it was nice to see pretty significant across the board increases. Our costs are not going up and we've been pretty much hamstrung with post-COVID competition and whatnot. And so I thought it was pretty refreshing. We even suggested maybe even higher rates, but
for AV,
specifically, especially AV where there's a lot of margin and it's been working for us. But in any case, you have these handouts, the board, or the committee discussed it. Mike, or Bill, gave us great explanations and his rationale, and we approved them as they are presented to us and are bringing it to the board for a vote. However, if anybody has any questions, I would be happy to direct them to Bill or myself or any of the members of the committee.
I have a question I forgot to ask.
Okay.
For these events that they booked for 26, they getting current rate or do they get the increased rate for 26?
It depends. And here's why. What we do is when we book a move out into the future, we increase the rate by 5%. And they get the lesser. You know, if we increase at a greater rate, they get the contract. If we increase at a lesser rate, they get the lesser rate. And so we build that in.
You can just get it. Thank you, Bill. And Jim, are there any other questions or comments? Gonna cost a little more to show up here. And it's worth it. Ha. Good value. Then a motion is in order to adopt the recommendation of the Finance Committee. Do I hear that motion? Steve, a second?
Second.
Any further discussion on the recommended 5% increases, basically? All those in favor of the motion? Anyone opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you. Monona Catering, Wendy. Thank you for the cake and the coffee and the cinnamon that came out too fast. So then I had to dilute it with more whipped cream.
Poor thing.
Thank you, Katie. Katie came up with the fix.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Wendy.
So 2024 was a pretty strong year for us, and we did show growth over the past few years. We had about $7,014,297, which was an increase of 2.51% higher than 2023 revenue, which was ended at $6,842,485. Our total services for the year were 562,794 guests, which is great, really great, almost half a million, over half a million. We did donate approximately 3.4 tons to local shelters, and we did approximately 20.7 tons of food consumer waste was diverted from the local landfills through the composting program. So it's really beneficial to us. And as you can see here, from a greenhouse perspective, our composting effort has equivalent to 273 urban tree seedlings grown per time. So, Lake Vista Cafe. So, it was a rainy season last year, and we didn't do as well as we had hoped we could do. We opened the season on May 21st and ran through September 22nd. The season started off with a lot of rainy days, which resulted in slower sales for sure. The culinary team introduced some new items such as the Cajun salad and the Korean barbecue taco. The total revenue for the cafe was $140,552, which was 6.2% lower than the 23 season. I think we did around $150,000 for 23. So we tried to squeak it out as long as we could, but the weather just wasn't cooperating. 2024 marketing activities. We participated in several marketing activities throughout the year, which included the client and wedding menu tasting showcases that we do. The Winter Prom event in January, hosted by Community Events in the Parks Division, and the Summer Client Appreciation event in August. Our projections for 2025, as Bill has said previously last month, this year starts slow and we hope to build on it. So as it sits right now, we're at about $6,975,000. But I'm really hopeful that with a good LVC season, good concert seasons, less rain, that we can build off of this. It's just where it sits right now. So it's kind of early in the year to determine if we're going to be under 7. I really hope we're going to be over 7. This year starts off really good with the Findorf Employee Recognition Party that we have, and then the American Family Children's Hospital Friends Gala, which we'll have on March 8th. So that's really great. Okay, now the sad news. We are going to We have sad and happy news all at once. So after an outstanding career of 40 plus years, Patty Lemke, CPCE CEO of Calvert and Monona Catering, has decided the time is right for her to retire. Patty was part of the initial team that helped to build Monona Catering and brought her skills, knowledge, and excellence to both Calvert and Monona Catering. Her legacy is one of hard work, meticulous details, and building dedicated staff to continue both companies moving forward. Thank you, Patty, for giving your time, energy, and expertise to both companies. We are so grateful for all you have done to ensure our success, and we wish you all the best in this new chapter of you. Now, Becky is our new president for Monona Catering. I'm going to stand up so I can look at him. All right, so beginning February 1st, we are proud to announce our president of Monona Catering, Mr. Linwood Campbell, CPCE. As a seasoned hospitality professional with a distinguished career spanning over four decades in the catering and events industry, Linwood has led transformative initiatives in companies and has performed. Known for fostering collaboration and innovation, Linwood has also trained and mentored emerging leaders in the industry through his leadership with the National Association for Catering and Events. He actively engages with professional and community organizations and has played pivotal roles in the local chambers of commerce, the Human Rights Campaign, and the National Association for Catering and Events. A visionary with a proven track record across premier venues and world-class hospitality companies such as Hilton, Marriott, and Starwood Hotels and Resorts, Linwood has led teams that have executed large-scale catering operations, generating multi-million dollar revenues while driving strategic sales growth and client satisfaction. Recognized for leadership excellence, Linwood has earned numerous accolades, including the Mary Margaret Traxler Spirit of NACE Award for the Charlotte Chapter of NACE, the NACE National George Zell Spirit of NACE Award, Caesars Entertainment Hunter Award and Member of the Year for the Charlotte Chapter of NACE. With a passion for mentorship, Linwood frequently guest lectures and shares insights on hospitality innovation while contributing to national organizations that shape the future of catering and events. Certified as a professional in catering and events since 2007, and receiving an honorary doctorate of food service from North American Association of Food Equipment Manufacturers, Linwood exemplifies dedication, creativity, and a commitment to delivering extraordinary guest experiences. Welcome, Linwood, to Monona Catering and the Monona Terrace community.
All that means is I'm just old.
Welcome from all of us, Linwood. We're glad you're here.
I've actually started visiting Madison in 2001.
Uh-huh.
I think I shared with a couple of people earlier that weekend. It was Halloween, and I ended up on stage. I don't remember much of it, but I remember the time. But Madison has always had a special place in my heart because of the people and how nice and how warm and welcoming they were. You know, from, yes, I am from the South. You can tell I have a bra. I don't hide it. But it's always been one of my favorite cities, if not the favorite city for me to visit. So I'm excited to be part of the family here.
It is quite a family. And Patty, we're going to miss having you here, seeing you here, your contributions. Thank you so much.
Are you going to still join us and patrol all the events here at night?
Leave notes.
You'd always be lurking somewhere.
I'll be back for the gym. We'll get one last emotional today. I can be cool today. To the end, then, you know, I cry in empathy with anybody. So, but it's been an amazing career so far. 29 years since the days before we opened. Bill that long, certainly Mount that long. He was late then too. It's really been a wonderful experience, and it just feels like coming home every time I come back. Thank you all for your support. Winnie does an amazing job. Linwood is going to be great. You know, they're going to make that just a great team. So you're in very good hands. It's time for the next generation to step up, and for me to step back and stay home for a little bit. That's what I'm looking
for. So, thank you all very much. Thank you. Back in June. Okay. Jeff, you're of course. Alder Revere, do you have a comment you want to make?
I just wanted to welcome you, certainly, Linwood, and look forward to working with you. But moreover, Patty, it's been a real honor and privilege, and moreover, pleasure knowing you for 3 decades now. You obviously played an instrumental role in the seamless opening of this beautiful facility. You and the Kelber family and others have been amazing partners for the Monona Terrace, for the city of Madison, for the community all these decades. And I owe a lot of, we owe a debt of gratitude to you. I think you deserve a lot of the credit for that great relationship we've had since day one. I might not be here in June. The voters might not have
so we'll see. You will.
But anyway, I want to tell you how much I appreciated our friendship and wonderful support for all of us here. So congratulations on your well-deserved retirement.
Thank you.
Very welcome.
Jeff.
Hi.
You're
a little bit thrown off because normally Bill gets to go next. So my task for today is just to let you know how the end of the year is, at least as of yesterday, wrapping up. And then a quick look at this upcoming year. And so we didn't do the number of events that we had originally had budgeted. We had 534 as part of our adopted budget for 2024. We did 495 events, but the 495 events spent much more money per event than you could have actually even probably anticipated. We had 28 conventions, and we had just a tremendous amount of money. They spent, on average, almost $82,000 per event. To put that in perspective, we use about $57,000 per event for conventions. So when you have 28 of them and they're all spending on average $25,000 more, that really helps us. We ended up a shade over $1 million to the good versus budget in event revenue. Ancillary revenue was down, but a lot of that is because we have a budgeted number for retained deposits, which I've said in previous years, I'm okay if we don't have a big retained deposit number because that means the events actually took place. And so I'd much rather get $30,000 from one event than hold on to a $2,500 deposit. Besides conventions, meetings also did really well. We used about $5,000 per event as our budgeted average. They did a shade over $7,000 per event. And so when you have 107 events like that, that's a nice chunk that helps to build up that excess as well. Expenses are what they are. Payroll was sort of a mixed bag. We had increases in hourly expenses, decrease in permanent salary because we don't have all of our staff fully, all of our permanent staff are not fully in place yet. One thing that I've mentioned before is we also had about $223,000 in retirement benefits that we paid out. Sick leave and vacation time that we don't budget for. And so for us to be able to absorb that and still end up, at least as of yesterday at about 11 o'clock, about $400,000 in the good prior to if there's any other year-end entries that will come across from the city, or like we've already experienced in the last day here, some vendors have called and said, whoops, we've got an invoice from October that didn't get paid. Can you still get that submitted and into last year's numbers? So if there, when I get back from vacation on March 3rd, if there's a lot of stuff that has moved the needle, we'll get all the journal entries into our event management software. I'll rerun the reports and present those to the group during the March meeting. January was okay. The revenue was almost spot on. We ended up down a little bit, and the primary culprit was every year the city has a contribution that each agency makes for something called VEBA, which is essentially like a retirement benefit for the people that are part of Local 6000. Our share for our what used to be Local 60 employees was about $33,000 this year. So it was an increase to our benefits. And that one's not, we don't budget for that because it's just a number that they determine every January and kind of hit us with. We haven't had any huge events yet, convention-wise. So our Bill will talk about this too with the booking update. So the revenue projections are still at about 13% down, like we reported last month. But we do have 24 conventions on the books right now. We used 21 as our adopted budget number. So if those three spend like the ones did last year, hopefully things will continue to go well and continue to move upward from a really nice year last year. Not quite back to pre-pandemic, but we're getting there. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Thanks, Jeff. Are there questions for Jeff? Comments? Other than a big thank you. Where are you going on vacation?
I'm off to Phoenix. My wife has a quilt convention, so
enjoy.
Don't sound too excited.
She's golfing. I'm play golf for maybe go check out her Cubs spring training.
Oh, yeah. That's what sounded like to me. Yeah. Jeff, thank you so much. And now, Bill, you're up, please.
I'll make it quick. Jeff did cover several of the points that I would make, and he did a great job. So for at least then we're at this point, you know, we project being down 13%. That number, it doesn't particularly concern me. This is one of those years, and it has happened over time, where some years it's like we're shot out of a cannon. You know, the first projection, we're forecasting 10% over or 12% over. This is going to be one of those years where the momentum builds. It might take us into April or so to get back to where we're projecting to be at our revenue budget. But the number of events are there. Just need them to spend. And if history is any guide, they will. Right now, we're pacing at about 160 banquets. We used 170 for our budget. We're pacing at about 115 meetings. And we used 134 for our budget. And then Jeff talked about the conventions and conferences, which are in good shape. He talked about the conventions. I'll mention the conferences. We budgeted 21 conventions. Right now we have 24 on the books. We budgeted 26 conferences, and right now we have 26 on the books. And our consumer shows are pacing nicely. We just hosted one. It was a cat-themed trade show called Pop Cats, and it was all about cats, and they used half of our exhibit hall, and it was a full day rental for perhaps the exhibit hall on Saturday and Sunday, and they did a nice job. They kept things clean. They held their end of the bargain, and it sounds like they may come back next year. So it's a new event that perhaps will be we'll repeat into the future that we hope. So anyway, so our consumer shows are. I project 18 instead of what we use for the budget at 14. The rest of the events are lining up nicely. So I put us at about 514 events now versus a budget of 536. And, the theme will be spend, 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 and we'll be in good shape.
Thank you. Any questions for Jeff? Spend, spend, spend. Bill. Do you have a question?
No.
Comment. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, Bill. Thank you. Oh, do you have any questions for Jeff? Oh, no. Bill, thank you so much. So now, the director's report, Connie.
Clara, I think, talked about the web store that she was building. And she actually got a chance to roll it out in January, and it went really well. I think she's had a few small tweaks right here and there, but it was very successful, and she's going to continue to perfect it and keep using it. Staff is also training on another module in our Momentus business software. It apparently used to be called Sales Quotes. Now it's called Service Order Forecasts. AV has been the primary user, but now sales is very interested in using it to do quotes for customers. So that's in being worked on. And then, of course, we always close for a few days in January to do maintenance. And we had a very big project, a couple big projects this time around, even though we did a renovation last year. We've had leaking in both of the domes on the fourth floor at both ends, and we were able to stop the leak on this end, but the other end evaded us for a number of months because it seemed like we would plug one hole and it would spring up somewhere else, like magically. And so we had Bachman come in and they tore it all apart and did a fantastic job of repairing it, and it's leak-free. They tested it with a hose for like half an hour, no leaks. And then we had a painter come in from water utility. We borrowed their painter. Of course, we're paying for it. And he painted it up, and it looks like new. So we were very pleased. Now we still have to come down on this end and make some repairs on this end as well, because when they tore that end apart, they found flashing that wasn't correctly done and some deterioration of the surface, and it needs to be like re-caulked and stuff just to make sure it's okay. We're not going to attempt to do that until the spring, because that's going to be a big project. And it requires taking the dome off. Mm-hmm. Well, there's two domes under there. There's a small one and then a big one. So now that they know what they're doing, they're confident they can do it faster and to the same level of quality. So we're looking forward to that being done. And then we had several motors that went out and needed to be replaced, and then just found some maintenance items, that kind of hidden maintenance items that we weren't aware of that needed to be repaired, so we got those done. And we had a capital budget project that the AV people did. It was a cable replacement project, and they just recently completed that. And we had our HVAC, where we updated the software. So that's the program that runs all of the air flow and heating and cooling throughout the building. That needed to be upgraded. They did that, and then we'll be replacing some of those parts over the rest of the year. We're gonna purchase the products and then install them internally to save a lot of money. So we'll do that slowly. The JCI people are gonna show our people how to do it, and then we're gonna take it. So that's good news. And then sadly, one of our scissors lifts that's 28 years old is dying and already died. So Sarah was able to do a get some quotes and find the cheapest price for the same product. So that, I believe, Jeff, you got that on order?
Purchase order's already done.
All right, so that's on the way. And then Lead Services is helping us out with the sweeper. That was also 28 years old and is also dead. So those were the big things we had to replace. And then community events, of course, continues to put on some interesting new events. Sound and Sense Immersion Workshop, that took place in January. And then our typical yoga core, which we've been doing for many years. And then the Lakeside Dance Labs have been like really, really popular and well attended, and we're continuing to do those. It's learning how to dance if anyone wants to join in. But
Bali Beat.
Yeah, Bali Beat. They're kind of different every time, but this one's especially popular. And then shop has been able to get some of our staple items back in stock. There's been kind of product supply chain issues for a while now, and we're just starting to get some of these very popular items back. And Bill already covered sales stuff. This is really all I wanted to cover. Yeah, all the rest was already covered. I will give you one update. I'm currently, I just interviewed for the facility maintenance manager position. And out of 11 applicants, we found two that were really strong. I'm doing reference checks currently. Hope to make an offer like by next week and get the person on board as soon as we can. And then we have a couple other postings that will be coming up. The AV manager is going to be reposted after we reworked it a little bit. Yeah. What? And your job, yeah, still.
I don't pay people.
Oh, did you not tell people last time? Okay, Bill, you got an announcement.
Yeah, I announced my retirement. I'll be retiring this summer, somewhere in June to mid-July, after 28 and a half years of service. I think it's time. And so...
Do we get to vote on that?
Exactly.
Big wow.
I'll be around till then, and then off we go.
So we're working on that posting as well. What else we got going on? Is that the big ones?
Those are the main ones.
Yeah.
There's still always some in operations as well.
Yeah. So yeah.
Sure, at least they maybe the rule breaks.
Swan song.
try to keep the car from going in.
All right. Any questions?
Wow. Okay. Do you have a question, Alder Vivier?
I actually asked my questions in the finance committee, and I'll wait and embarrass Bill. Hopefully, if I'm still here for your last board meeting, I will certainly say a lot more. But you use the phrase "a big one." Is that all the big ones? Yeah. Bill, obviously, your news is a big one. Your solution's a big one. And everything I said about Patty, I certainly would say about you. So, as I said to you privately before the meeting started, congratulations.
When I started. Within a couple of weeks of one another.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And our first office was in the garden room over at the Civic Center, and our chairs bumped into one another.
You can only push away from our desk one at a time.
That's right.
The fire.
That's what I was just thinking.
It's fitting that you both are retiring the same year.
And it wasn't collaborating.
Wow. We
decided it's
time. Turnover at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
That's very different. Good
big news, Bill.
Yeah. Congratulations.
And then I may also just, I don't have a question, but congratulate you, Connie. I bet most here do not know that the mayor recently decided to renew Connie's employment agreement for another 5 years. We endorsed that at the finance committee last week. Monday. The city council will be voting to confirm Connie's next 5-year term next Tuesday night.
Yeah, I was going to throw that out there so that y'all aren't scared. That
no,
all the time.
You're not retiring too. Poor
Jeff and I.
Jeff and I. He brings it up every month. But both of you retired since you were both here since day one, pretty much.
Jeff and I think we're going to retire at the same time so we can go out together.
I'll just say for a fight.
Yeah. We're going to take a bunch of people with us.
And you will bankrupt the place. I hope the room tax fund can manage. So congratulations to you, Connie.
Thank you.
The mayor's wise decision to reappoint you.
Indeed. Hear, hear. Any other comments? So I do have an announcement because it's getting to be that time of year and the nominating committee will be meeting. So pick up your phones if you receive a phone call. And we're appointing Kathleen Detman, who's accepted the appointment to the nominating committee. So Kathleen, thank you, which includes Alder Vivier and Steve.
I forgot I was on that one. It's such a tiny group.
And I guess you're going to meet in March. I actually let Kathleen know that you met by phone, but I guess you do.
Yes.
Do you meet in person?
No, we usually do it.
Last time it was Zoom.
Yeah.
With Steve.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Contact y'all with date options.
Okay.
Thank you, Sarah.
Are there any other comments?
Yeah, this will be the first meeting without Jane in a while.
Yeah.
Were you the chair or Jane?
Jane made the call. So if there's nothing else, no other issue to come before the board, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Angela and Kathleen.
Yes.
Kathleen and Angela.
Yes. All those in favor of adjourning?
Yeah.
Hearing no objection, the meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks.
So
you're going to come with us?
Okay, so
who's going? Liz. So you and
Liz? A group of people. Liz, tell us where we're going. Where are we going? Little palace. Steve, little palace. Kathleen Little Palace restaurant.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, right.
Michael, will you come?
Yeah, it's the same family.
Yeah, so this week,
we just have a little, it used to be Tempest, but now we're moving it because Liz wants to go to Little Palace. You know Little Palace?
For Jason.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
The connection to the Trump administration.
Well,
of course, I ate that piece of cake.
Are you going to come to Little Palace?
Actually, you're not.